Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's an amazing day, Friday, December 16th. Actually, it's not an amazing day. Today sucks, right? Today sucks. It's just another day. It's cold outside here in the Midwest. People done you wrong. Got no money in the holidays. Everybody coming at you for presents, running up the charge cards. Hey, you don't live in Aleppo, all right? You don't live in Aleppo, and that's what I tell my kids every day, and that's what I remind myself every day, because even yours truly, the host of the Every Day Saturday podcast needs to be reminded, life doesn't suck. It just doesn't suck. As much as you want to try to make it suck, it doesn't. And I'm back from Orlando. I got back earlier this week, and prior to that, it was Vegas. Now I'm off the road for a little while, and I'm all about the content. I'm going to film a couple of YouTube videos today as well, quick hit videos. If you're not following me on YouTube, make sure you go to Every Day is Saturday, the channel on YouTube. Also, check me out on Instagram, Every Day is Saturday there, and of course, follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. And I think now that I'm off the road, a couple of lessons I've learned, and I want to share those with you. Number one that we're going to talk about today is how much life does not suck. Okay, a lot of tragedy this year. Man, 2016 is going to be remembered as a year we lost a lot of legends. David Bowie and Prince. And yesterday it was Craig Sager, sports reporter for the NBA here in the United States. Prior to that this week, a couple days before, Alan Thicke, Growing Pains dad. I mean, it's just crazy. So life's short. You know, Alan Thicke's playing hockey with his kid. Monday, he's dead. I mean, it's crazy, man. Tuesday, whatever it was. And it's just like, holy moly. And Craig Sager has been battling terminal cancer now for the past year and a half, 2 years, and was doing it with a smile. And then I see people bitching and moaning every day. You know, they got, you know, do they live in a mansion on the ocean? No, but for some reason they think they should. Isn't that the craziest thing you ever heard? Some reason they think they should. And there's a sense of entitlement. Now, you don't get that, man. Unless you're born, if you're a trust fund baby, then congratulations. That's actually worse. That's a death sentence for passion to me. Being born into royalty, being born into riches, if you don't like have to go through the process, you don't have to go through the struggle, to me, that's like, that sucks. That would really suck, because then you wouldn't, there would be no sense of fulfillment. For me, the struggle, you know, growing up in small town, Bradford, Pennsylvania, dropping out of college, going to West Palm Beach, getting my bed mattress rather off the curb at garbage night, bringing it in. I slept on a twin, which was on top of a king, and I used garbage bags for where to keep my, you know, what I had, the same clothes that I wore every day, to take the bus to the mall to work at a menswear store where they would let me do nothing but count suits. That's it. For 3 months, all I was allowed to do was count suits. I wasn't allowed to ring up the register. Oh, and also I was allowed to go get coffee for the other guys that worked there. And that was it. Did it for 3 months, and I don't know why I found that ad in the Palm Beach Post in the classifieds, but man, it said earn six figures a year as a stockbroker, and I don't even know why. Why the hell would a 19-year-old dropout, 20 years old, I turned 20 that year, why would a 20-year-old college dropout have the audacity to answer an ad in the Palm Beach Post in the fall of 1988 thinking they could be a stockbroker? I didn't know any better. And that's why I do what I do now, podcasting. Why would anybody who, you know, start a podcast while you're bankrupt? Who the hell does that? You know, and then keeps doing it for 10 years. And man, it's just nuts. When I answered that ad to be a stockbroker, I had no idea. And thank God I didn't have any idea, because I was hungry. I'm as hungry now as I was then, but it's just the hunger is for something different now. Now that I know, I've got this vehicle right here that I can speak into a microphone and it can get to your ears exactly at the time that you need to hear it. you can bet your ass I'm going to be giving this message out there as much as I can. And so when I answered that ad back in 1988 and I passed the Series 7 exam, I still think they got my test score wrong. There's no way. You should know, you should see when I started that first day at J.W. Gant and Sons in 1988 in West Palm Beach with my pink dress shirt and the white collar. You remember those shirts? Does anybody still wear those blue and pink shirts that have a white collar? You know what I'm talking about? That was like Miami Vice type style. And that's what I wore to work my first day. I had a bright pink shirt on with a white collar and a blue skinny tie that I got at the dollar store with gray khaki pants and Docksiders. That's how I rolled into an investment firm. Hello, how you doing? I'm here to handle money for people. It's stupid. You don't even need a college degree to handle millions of dollars of other people's money. Now, granted, they threw me in a pit to cold call 400 leads a day every day just to generate income for the senior brokers. Once I figured that out, I wasn't much for the job. But that was crazy, man. I'll never forget that. But the whole message was, I can do it. I mean, only at the time, it was less than 30% of the people who took the Series 7 exam to get your license to become a stockbroker. Only less than 30% of those people passed it. And I was one of them. And oh, by the way, most of those people had a college degree. Of the ones that had a college degree, most of those had MBAs. MBA. I didn't even know. I had health. Okay, I had gym class. I had biology, like 101 at Penn State Barron campus in Erie. I mean, I did nothing. Nothing qualified me for that. But that was a big lesson in my life. Number one, life doesn't suck. Okay, I figured that out. I can do whatever it is I want to do as long as I apply myself and, you know, just stay with something long enough to see the reward. Everybody plants the seed and rips the harvest out the next day. It's like, ah, planted a seed. Shot a video, Sam, didn't get any views. Recorded a podcast, nobody listened, didn't make any money. Screw that, man. I was speaking in Orlando this past week. You know, a lot of great questions. Here's the best part about being a speaker. It's being on stage is great after the presentation is the best because that's when you really get to engage with the people. You come down off the platform, you get down and you answer questions and you don't leave until every question's answered. You take photographs, you do whatever you can do to engage with your audience. So many people have this aloof type of demeanor to them when they're a speaker. And I never really got this. I never really understood this part where, you know, you're blessed. You are so lucky to be able to be speaking for a living, to get paid to speak. Because speaking, just everybody talks, okay? To be able to get paid to do that, it's flipping ridiculous. By the way, let me ask you a question. Let me take a quick break. Stop. Are you interested in launching a professional speaker career? Would you like to get paid to speak? Would you like to do that? Either in your hometown or travel and learn how to talk to promoters and get booked to speak and share your message on stage? Do yourself a favor. Set up a free 30-minute consult with our lead coach, Adam Walton. Just go to samcrowleycoaching.com. And at the very least, you'll get great coaching from Adam. There's no obligation, but I would love to get a couple more people in my one-on-one speaker program and show you how you can take your message right now and do what I'm doing. My podcast training is included in that. And launch your message to the world. Is there an investment to work with me one-on-one? Yes, of course. Of course there is. Yes. So if right now it's not a good time financially, that's fine, okay? Don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up. If you're ready to invest in yourself and launch a career to get your message out to the masses, especially as a speaker, just go to samcrowleycoaching.com. It's a brief five-question form. Just fill it out and rock it out, man. Set up your call with Adam, and let's see if we're a good fit. But back then in 1988 was a reminder to me that I could do whatever I wanted to do and just get after it and stay with it. Plant the seed and stay with it long enough until the harvest came in. So many people, and if you're one of these people, then just stop doing it. Just stop ripping the harvest out before the seed ever germinates, before it ever takes hold. You know what I mean? Life is beautiful. Is life perfect? No. Does life suck at times? Yes. Do you want to scream F me as loud as you can from your car windows? Yes. Yes, of course. Do you want to rip every freaking hair in your head out sometimes? Yes. Do your kids drive you to the point where you want to put your head through the drywall? Of course. And if you don't answer yes to any of those, you're just a freaking liar, man. You know, get real with yourself. You don't have to be a poser online your entire life. You see these people online, life is perfect. Bullshit. There's no way. It isn't for anybody. Even my pastor wouldn't agree with that statement. But God never promised you a perfect life. But God promised to give you the tools to help you get through life the way it is. And it is beautiful. But it's beautiful when you embrace the bankruptcy, the health scare, the death of mom, the death of dad, horribly thinking even the death of a child, not embracing it in the sense of celebrating it, but embracing it in the sense that it's the process, okay, that we don't stay in the valley, that we move through the valley on the way to our own mountaintop. Because mom and dad, before they took their last breath, made it to the mountaintop, their own mountaintop. My mom, hey, most she ever made was 17 grand in 1 year, and that was at the end of her life, okay? She had the biggest crap hand dealt to her of anybody. But my mother made it to the mountaintop in this sense, that she was able to raise 8 kids by herself, one of which right now you're listening to, and I would consider that a Super Bowl win for my mom, okay? Through everything she had to deal with, man. Our rent, we lived in a house, I keep telling you guys, it sold for $4,000 in 1988 or 87. $4,000 what our house sold for. Imagine that check, okay? So, is life perfect? No. Is it ever going to be? No. Should that matter to you? No. Get your message out there. Take one step forward. Say, I'm leaving the crap behind. Guys, if you got 4 cents in your bank account, don't log online today. Go create a piece of content. Go share a message with somebody. Go inspire an individual right now. And that will be the currency you need to get you through today. Are you with me? I'm coming back for another show. Probably 2 or 3 more today. I'm fired up. I'm back. I'm off the road. I'm in the studio. And you are my prisoner. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.